Welcome, friends. It's time to get your cacao ready and settle in as we join for another episode of Megan Hopper Presents The Cacao Crowd, where we'll connect to heal, empower, and learn to love ourselves a little more each day. Hey, guys. Welcome back for another Thursday. Glad you guys can join us. I was just sitting here looking at all of these lights that you guys can't see, but there's a lot of lights that point directly at me and then a lot of lights in the ceiling. And the juxtaposition, I don't know, the complete difference, the 180 between all of these lights and my power being out not too long ago and having one candle just kind of struck me as interesting. So, you know, kind of a fun little thing. Now you know the inner workings of my head. Run. I'm just kidding. Today we are going to be digging into detox. Surely you've heard me use this word and you've heard variations on it, whether you've heard it called a cleanse, juicing, some kind of special variation like parasite cleansing or liver detox. Are these just fancy words? More marketing schemes to make us think we're helping ourselves when in reality, we're left no better than when we started. Who knows? Well, you will by the time this episode is over. So we'll dig into that a little later up in the episode. But for now, we always start with our meditative moment. And today's will be a little bit of a guided meditation. If you haven't yet, we did do a full episode about chakras a while back. Go check that one out because today we're going to be working with chakras. Don't go check it out right now, obviously. Well, maybe not obviously, but don't go check it out right now. Wait until we're done. Stick with us for the meditation. I'll walk you through it. You don't need to know about chakras, but it'll help you if you go and then come back to this afterwards. Again, lots of fun exercises. You'll get a different perspective. So each of our chakras has what you would call an input and an output, or a receiving side and ascending side. Sometimes being able to see both of these sides in your visualizations can help open those chakras. So today we're going to focus on our third eye, which is that spot right between your eyebrows right here. And this is the output or penetrating side of that third eye chakra. And the moon center, which is the receiving side, which is at the back of your head, right? Sorry, I realized I was pointing that. You couldn't hear me. Right at the base of your head where your head meets your neck. So again, if you haven't, you can go back to our previous episode to learn a little bit more about chakras, but it's not something that you're going to need to know for the meditation. Just focus on the feeling of the spot right at your center of your eyebrows and the spot right at the base of your head where your head meets your neck. So again, as always, feel free to close your eyes, leave them open, up to you. I'm going to close mine and inhaling through your nose, expanding your diaphragm, filling yourself with new, fresh, clean air, and exhaling everything that came before this moment. Again, inhaling through your nose. Feeling that air reaching into all of the space inside of your body and exhaling, letting go of anything that no longer serves you. Remembering the points that we spoke about at your third eye or brow center and at your moon center, or that space in the back of your head where your head meets your neck. As you continue to breathe in through your nose and out through your nose, relaxed and calm, visualize a beam of light, warmth, energy, whichever form works best for you, coming in at the back of your head at your moon center. Allow yourself to receive. Receiving that healing, that love, that light. And you don't need to know what it is. It doesn't need to have a name. Just allowing. And visualize a link, a chain, a connection between that moon center through your pineal gland, which is kind of in the center of your brain area, and going out your third eye, that spot right between your eyebrows. Creating this pathway for that energy, that light, that love to come in through your moon center, be absorbed into your being, and then to be shared through your brow center with everyone near you, with the space that you're in, with your ideas, your aspirations, your plants, your animals, everyone in your household. And really just allowing yourself to be that channel, that free-flowing, open channel. Breathing in through your nose. Exhaling and allowing any blocks to just fade away. And when you're ready, blinking your eyes back open. Now, often if we have pain somewhere, if we have tightness somewhere, if we have a headache, if our solar plexus hurts, if we have a stomach ache, sometimes that's an exercise that can help. If you've not seen it, go back and check out the episode on adrenal fatigue. Where I talk about meridians and stuck energy, that exercise helps move energy through and helps open up those pathways and create connected channels where you're receiving and putting out into the world at the same time. So you're creating that open channel for it to just flow. So yeah, the next time you have a headache, try that. See what happens. Sometimes it works really well if you let it. And our fun fact today is kind of a two for one. Not going to lie. You're kind of making out like bandits today. We've got a double fun fact. First, that hat that a chef wears has a name. I didn't know this. I always just called it a chef's hat. But it's called a toque. Their toque has exactly 100 folds in it. That's not a random number. Apparently, there are 100 ways to cook an egg. So the hat means that you have mastered all 100 ways to cook an egg. I always thought it was a little weird that in that movie about Julia Child, I think it's Julie and Julia, she goes through cooking all these types of eggs, but now I understand why. Because the hat, that means you're a chef, has 100 folds for 100 ways to cook an egg. Bar trivia. And speaking of bars, today we're talking about detoxing. So I know I've said the word before on the show, probably tons of times, actually, maybe once an episode at least, but I haven't done a show specifically on it. So every time I've mentioned it, there's a really good chance that somebody out there is yelling at their screen saying, "What the heck is that, Megan?" And I'm glad you asked. Detox or detoxification is defined as a regimen or treatment intended to remove toxins and impurities from the body. Now, that is what our liver, our kidneys, our skin, our lungs all do. So why would we need to do something else on top of what our body's already doing? Let me put it this way. You have a car. You add a little bit of sugar, just bear with me, to the gas, just a tiny, tiny, tiny bit. Your car's still going to run, but the sugar's going to stick to pieces in the engine. The next time you fill it up, you do the same thing. Every time after that, you just keep doing that. Your car isn't as advanced as you are, so it's not going to take nearly as long for it to happen, but eventually your car isn't going to be running anymore. You've completely destroyed the engine and you're out a bunch of money for having to rebuild your entire vehicle. That engine is your liver, your kidneys, your skin, your lungs, all of the pieces inside of you that make you work. The sugar is, well, sugar for one, but all processed foods, all the toxins around you, cleaners, smoke, fragrances, allergens, all the treats that you indulge in, probably too much, the diet sodas, the chemicals you're ingesting in pills and flavoring. You get the picture. The harder you ask a machine to work, it's either going to need more time to complete the task or will become less efficient and eventually not work at all. I mean, even if you look back at when detox was first used as a verb with humans, it was with addictions. They had to detox it out of their system so that they could start fresh. So obviously we have the case for why detox is important. But what is a fad detox diet? And is it the right way to clear things out? Is it a juice cleanse? Is it fasting? Is it taking some kind of supplements? The answer is pretty clear that it's no. There is no quick fix for anything. Certainly not for undoing years of damage and overexertion on your body. Detox is less about detoxification and more about giving your whole system what it needs to stop having to work so hard, returning it to its optimal condition that it started in, and then doing better moving forward. If your liver or really any other organ, I just picked that one since a lot of people do have slow livers. If you have any allergies you picked up that you didn't have when you were born, you have a slow liver. So if your liver is sluggish, it can heal. Stop giving it processed foods. Make sure any scented items are clean, organic, essential oils instead of fake fragrances and chemicals. Take as many chemicals out of your life and environment as possible. Increase the amount of sunlight and fresh air that you get daily, and definitely increase your movement. Most often when people are on these detox diets or juice cleanses, they do end up feeling better. And yes, they can be a great kickstart to a healthier lifestyle as long as they're done mindfully. You talk to your trusted professional, whether it's your doctor, healthcare provider, whatever name you work with, and make sure it won't impact anything else you have going on. And it's short term. But they make that impact of feeling better because they're always whole foods, unprocessed, without additives. It's like putting pure ethanol in your car. It's just going to want to go. Both in the sense of eliminating all the unneeded things, if you've ever done a juice cleanse, you understand that statement, and in the being more energized sense. So let's say now you're ready. You're convinced. You want to allow your body to run on all cylinders and have as much energy as the little kid who kicked the back of your booth in the restaurant nonstop for an hour and a half. Annoying, but very energized. So what do I need to do? Well, the first step is committing to yourself. Decide whether this is going to be a try it before you buy it type situation where you do it for 14 days, 30 days before deciding to change your whole life, or you just jump in and say, yes, Cheetos are poison, no more. Yes, I picked Cheetos. I know there's a lot of people that love Flaming Hot Cheetos. I'm sorry. They're full of terrible things. Then set yourself up for success. The internet is a great resource, full of recipes made of whole ingredients. There's actually something called Whole 30, this big movement where they literally spell out a 30-day program, or you can look up an elimination diet. An elimination diet is involved. It's super restrictive. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. But when you do an elimination diet, when you're bringing foods back in, you really get to see how your body responds to it and what works best for you, what energizes you most, what makes you tired, because it's not a one size fits all for everyone. Everyone's body works differently because you're doing things differently. You have different exertion levels. You have different amounts of time that you can be outside. You have different amounts of time you have to maybe be at a computer for work. You have certain allergies that are restricting you from eating one food, so you need to eat another food to get that nutrient. So it's if you want to really understand what foods do what to your body, elimination diets are great. They are a lot of work. If you wanted to do something that's easier, you can just start by reading labels in the supermarket. If it's something you can't pronounce or can't identify in its natural form, put it back. For example, if a bag says potato, cool. You know what a potato is. You're good. If it says soy lecithin, not so cool. I can't picture what soy lecithin is without holding up a tube, and I can't repeat the process in my kitchen to get it. So no dice. If you wanted to do something like giving up soda, this is a great option. It's called Olipop. No, I'm not getting paid by them, but it's a fantastic switch. It's still carbonated, which carbonated isn't great for your body, but it's a first step. There's no added sugar. It's got prebiotics, probiotics, botanicals, plant fibers, a bunch of herbs that help with different things. Like there's marshmallow root in here, which is going to help with digestion and making sure that you're digesting better. There's things in there that are going to help with inflammation. So instead of a Diet Coke, which is full of chemicals from fake sugar and all kinds of things that you can't pronounce, you pick up a healthier version of Coke, because they do make a cola too. That was your root beer, but they make a cola. And you're doing something beneficial. You're taking a first step. So that it's not an all or nothing game. You can take steps. And there are some supplements and teas or herbs that you can add if you want to help bind things and get them all out of your colon and intestines, or help promote blood flow, or help with hydration. I've had it on before. There's a TRS spray that I've used. I've had on Dandy Blend, a dandelion root coffee alternative, or some medical grade ionized water like Kangen. They can all help. If you have questions about any of those or are interested in how to get them, feel free to reach out to me. I will answer all of your questions. So, in short, there's no quick fix detox diet that will clear you out. That's not what they're built to do, even if you went and got colon hydrotherapy or enemas. It's not going to completely clear you out. But there are a lot of ways to help your system, which is built to detox itself, do its work most efficiently so you can feel better. Eating whole foods, eating things that you can pronounce. There's a theory that when you walk into the supermarket, you stay to the middle, because all of the aisles on the outside are where all the processed food are. In the middle, you have, well, it depends on which supermarket. Sprouts does it in the middle. Some of the other supermarkets actually do it on the perimeter. So depending on where you are, that can change. But staying to your fruits, your vegetables, your meats. I know there's a lot of people out there who will say that it's better to not eat meat. It's better to eat a plant-based diet. Okay, maybe for you, but also think about, if you are doing that plant-based diet, what those things are. In that case, it's, and this may be controversial to say, it is not better to eat something that is formed to look like a chicken nugget that is full of chemicals and sugar than it is to eat a piece of farm-raised, antibiotic-free, grass-fed chicken. Just my two cents. And a lot of research online. Always better to go with something that you know what it is and you can identify. But if you have any questions, or you want more info on anything from this episode, feel free to leave a comment on my YouTube or my Facebook, or reach out to me on Instagram at The Cacao Crowd. As always, keep an eye on my Insta and my Linktree for events and offerings. Please share this podcast with your friends and family if you enjoy it. I do this for you guys. And don't forget, I'll be part of the Ear Seeds Wellness Summit coming up on March 19th and 20th. The link for tickets is in my Linktree, which is down in the show notes. So much love to you guys. May you all have a beautiful evening, and thank you so much for joining me.